Democratic and Republican.
We're going to go out and we will create more and better jobs. And we will be in a great state again.
The city council is considering whether to put a measure on the ballot.
I'm very concerned about our budget.
Governor Rick Snyder has met with
more
than a dozen.
It's Wednesday, the morning we talk with Michigan Radio's political analyst Jack Lessenberry about what's going on in state politics. Jack, there could be a first vote today in the legislature on an almost $200 million bailout for the city of Detroit. This is being called historic. Give us the latest.
Well, there's some haggling yesterday over the whole question of an oversight committee and how many people would be on an oversight committee. Of course, some Detroiters don't want one at all, but it seems pretty inevitable. But the interesting thing is they're sort of talking about how this would work rather than whether this would be approved. So there's a sense, it's certainly not definite, that this is actually moving towards actually happening.
Now, hearings have been going on about this grand bargain plan to help Detroit. Yesterday, former New York Lieutenant Governor Richard Ravitch testified. He's considered the architect of the New York City bailout 40 years ago. He says the entire country is watching. Why?
Well, because Detroit may be the canary in the coal mine. There's certainly, Detroit is in especially wretched shape, but there are a lot of older cities that have problems. Of course, New York had a version of this. It was very different back in 1975. But people are looking at this because it could happen to you.
Now, meanwhile, an anti-tax group supported by the Koch brothers called Americans for Prosperity says it's going to spend big to buy ads attacking lawmakers who support the grand bargain. Is that going to deter lawmakers from voting for the plan?
It may have some effect, but I think it's not going to have as much effect as people once thought. For one thing, the deadline has passed to file in primary. So if these lawmakers don't have Tea Party challengers already, we're talking about Republicans, they really can't get them. There are a few who do, but essentially because of gerrymandering, they fear nothing from Democrats in the general election. Most Democrats are in favor of the bailout anyway. So while it has an effect, I don't think it's going to have a huge effect.
And J.P. Morgan Chase, the nation's biggest bank, is expected to announce that it's investing $100 million in Detroit. Some hope this investment will help convince Lansing lawmakers to spend state money to help the city. Will we see more organizations giving Detroit money?
Well, we don't know. It probably depends on how they feel Detroit's apt to come out. I don't want to be too cynical. $100 million is very nice and sounds very nice, and I could use it to fix up my garage. But it's not a great deal of money in the grand scheme of things of Detroit's problems. You sort of need critical mass. You need a lot of people investing in a lot of different ways. This was a good signal, but I think a lot of people are on the sidelines. They're going to wait and see how this all comes out and what the city's prospects are after bankruptcy.
And finally, Jack, a bill that would boost Michigan's minimum wage from $7.40 an hour to $9.20 an hour is going to get a hearing today in the state house. The legislation cleared the state Senate last week with bipartisan support. What's the latest here?
Well, the indications are it's not going to do so well in the House, certainly not in its present form. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce has come out strongly against it. They especially don't like the fact that it's indexed to inflation. On the other hand, Republicans don't want this going to the ballot. Part of this law would theoretically, and not everybody accepts that, make the ballot initiative null and void by repealing the old law. Republicans don't want it on the ballot for a number of reasons. The ballot proposal, unlike this proposal, would give servers, wait staff, people who now make $2.65 an hour, parity with everybody else, which I think will be bad for restaurants, and it would also bring out a lot of Democratic voters. So we'll just have to wait and see how it's modified, if it's modified, and if any bill passes the House, they can also survive a conference committee and be passed by the Senate.
Jack, as always, thanks very much.
My pleasure.
Jack Lessenberry is Michigan Radio's political analyst.